At noon, from the QNET newsroom, good afternoon, I'm Rebecca Bartlett. A man was hit by a Via Rail train along Moira Street East in Belleville Sunday afternoon. The Belleville Fire Department confirms the male was not seriously injured, but details are not yet available. Trains were moving again fairly shortly after the incident occurred. Kingston Police and OPP are continuing to search for a federal prisoner who escaped from a correctional facility in Kingston Sunday evening. The prisoner has been identified as 51-year-old David Miracle, a three-time convicted serial rapist. Miracle was deemed a long-term offender by a superior court in Hamilton in October of 2009. He is described as being First Nations, 5'10", and weighing approximately 200 pounds with short, dark hair. He was last seen wearing a pair of green or gray cargo shorts, a white t-shirt, and a dark jacket or sweater. Kingston Police and the OPP are asking members of the public to remain vigilant and immediately call 911 if they observe anyone matching Miracle's description. Kathleen Wynne is taking aim at newly declared federal conservative leadership candidate Kevin O'Leary. The premier posted an open letter to O'Leary on her Facebook page yesterday, complaining that his policies seem to prioritize the extremely rich over the middle class. Wynne then closed her letter by welcoming the former Dragon's Den star to the political den. O'Leary officially announced his candidacy last week. The Canada-U.S. relationship will be a big topic of discussion when Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and the federal cabinet meet in Calgary today. The Liberal government is adjusting to the reality of a Donald Trump presidency south of the border. David McNaughton, Canada's ambassador to the U.S., says it's important that the two countries maintain a good relationship.
The focus should be on creating win-win. It doesn't have to be a zero-sum game. So that's what we're going to be focused on.
McNaughton says he's been hearing from some businesses that they're worried about Trump's protectionist rhetoric. Sticking with politics, U.S. President Donald Trump's schedule is filling up with meetings with foreign leaders. Mark Smith reports.
First up on Friday is Britain's Theresa May, with whom he'll talk about trade and the future of NATO. 4 days later, the president's meeting with Mexico's Enrique Peña Nieto on trade, immigration, and the wall. Early next month, Trump will sit down with Israel's Benjamin Netanyahu after the two talked on the phone yesterday and agreed to work together closely.
The president is also expected to meet soon with Prime Minister Trudeau. Not everyone in America was thrilled about Trump's inauguration this weekend. Well over a million people participated in women's marches across the U.S. on Saturday. Many of the participants are now wondering, what's next?
Marchers seemed thrilled by the larger-than-expected crowd size.
Awesome! Just most memorable thing in the world.
But the question that's been ricocheting around social media and among Saturday's attendees is where this march goes from here. Several marchers said they were sending a message to the new White House that attempts to roll back women's rights won't be met with silence.
We have to actually realize that we have a lot of power.
But protests surrounding the Tea Party resulted in a number of local and congressional seats changing hands, which Democrats from Barack Obama to Bernie Sanders have called on their followers to replicate. Brad Milkey, ABC News.
Marches spilled over to Canada this weekend as well. There is one set to take place in Toronto today, starting at noon. Organizers of the 85th annual Annapolis Valley Apple Blossom Festival in Nova Scotia say they want to make the event more inclusive. They are opening up the competition for Festival Queen to people of all genders and gender identities, as long as they have graduated from high school or an equivalent program and are between the ages of 18 and 23 years old. Candidates will be judged on their personality, intelligence, clarity, maturity, poise, and overall behavior. Toronto Public Health says the number of people who have fallen ill by a mysterious outbreak at a Toronto college has risen to about 200. Health officials say Sunday that they are investigating what is causing the outbreak at Humber College. The illness first broke out Thursday afternoon when students complained about vomiting and abdominal pain. The college spokesperson said Friday that at least 77 students were affected, most of whom live at a residence at the institution's North Campus. Andrew Leopold said 30 students were taken to hospital for treatment, but had since been released. In a statement Friday, the school also said food inspectors found no indications of food violations in the residence dining hall. Police say a man is facing robbery and weapons charges after an attempt was made to steal fentanyl patches from a Kingston drugstore. Investigators allege a man entered the pharmacy on the night of January 12th, pulled a knife, and demanded fentanyl patches. They say he fled when an employee yelled out to call 911. Police say a 24-year-old man was arrested on Constance Lake First Nation and later returned to Kingston. Samsung says that the batteries were the problem that made its Note 7 phones fire-prone. Carlotta Bradley reports.
Samsung says after testing more than 200,000 phones, it found defects in two sets of batteries from two different manufacturers made the devices prone to catch fire. And although it faults the batteries, it says it provided the target for the battery specifications, and it is taking responsibility for the failure to ultimately identify and verify the issues arising out of battery design and manufacturing.
The company has recalled more than 3 million Note 7 phones. In entertainment, actor Wayne Brady was pulled off stage midway through a Chicago performance of Hamilton this weekend after flubbing a line. Brady took to social media after saying it was due to a pulled calf muscle.
Just so you know, I forgot the lines because of the pain shooting through my calf, which made me not be able to walk.
Brady, who just started playing the role of Aaron Burr last week, was back on stage for the following performance. That's QNET News on 91X at 12:06. Sports is next.
Now that the holidays are over, don't sit at home wondering what to do. Steven License has your back because it's skating season.
Steven License has everything to get you onto the ice. Whether it's new skates like Graf Hockey Skates, Jackson Figure Skates, or Softec Recreation Skates. Already have your skates? Well, Steven License has figure skate accessories and skate sharpening. No matter your skating needs, the helpful staff at Steven License will make sure you get what you need.
Steven License, Bicycles and Hobbies, 288 Front Street, Belleville.
In sports, it was a busy weekend in the Lancer Dome. Friday night saw a basketball doubleheader with the Lancers taking on the Durham Lords. The women had a rough game, losing 86-34 off many fast break points for the Lords. The men, on the other hand, were more successful. The Lancers came out on top 71-61. Both volleyball teams were in action Saturday as they took on the visiting Canadore Panthers. The women's team won in three straight sets. The men couldn't pull out a victory and lost 3-1. Both teams for basketball and volleyball are back in action this week when the volleyball teams head to George Brown to take on the Huskies this Wednesday, and the basketball teams will be traveling to Seneca to take on the Sting this Thursday. Canadian Milos Raonic has advanced to the quarterfinals at the Australian Open for the third straight year after a win over Spain's Roberto Bautista Agut. Raonic says he played a very inconsistent match.
This was up and down from most of the match. Was quite inconsistent, I think, from both of us. I was sort of there on the brink in the end of the third set and then turned it around and made it really count.
In local hockey, the Wellington Dukes played host to the Lindsay Muskies on Sunday and put on a show. The Dukes outscored the Muskies 8-2. OJHL scoring leader Braden Stortz led the Dukes with a hat trick to reach 31 goals this season. In the NBA, Toronto lost their third straight game Sunday night when they took on the Phoenix Suns. The Raptors haven't lost three straight since November of 2015. DeMar DeRozan led the Raptors with 22 points, and Jonas Valanciunas recorded his team-leading 17th double-double of the season with 16 points and 12 rebounds. The Raptors have a day off before they host the Spurs Tuesday night. In NFL news, the Patriots are in the Super Bowl once again after a convincing 36-17 win over the Steelers in the AFC title game. Patriots receiver Chris Hogan caught two touchdown passes and says he's happy to have contributed to the win.
It'll be something that, you know, definitely I'll remember for the rest of my career and, you know, probably for the rest of my life. You know, just, you know, someone told me that this is going to be a game that, you know, you'll look back on 30 years from now and you'll remember it exactly, you know, what happened. And, you know, I'm happy for everyone in this locker room. All these, you know, we've worked so hard to get here, and, you know, I was just happy I was able to help this team, you know, get a win.
Sticking with football, Atlanta is headed to its first Super Bowl in 19 years with a blowout 44-21 win over Green Bay. Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers says Matt Ryan and the Falcons played an outstanding game. Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville, there's going to be periods of rain today turning into periods of snow. The high for today is +3. Tomorrow there will be snow amounting up to between 2 and 4 centimeters with the high being 0. The snow might start up again Tuesday night with a low of -3. Wednesday there is a chance of snow or rain with a high of +2. At 12:10, it's +1. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Rebecca Bartlett. News on 91X, next at 1.